Blog Talk Radio.
I hope you are having a fantastic day. You are listening to the Curtis Harwell Fitness Radio Show, and I am your host here every week and every show, Curtis Harwell. Thank you again for listening to the show. We're going to have a fantastic show today. Our sponsors today are Michelle's Magic Morsels. If you want some fantastic protein cookies with that good old-fashioned taste, head on over and take a look at Michelle's Magic Morsels. She has a terrific variety of flavors and taste grade. You can use these things for meal replacement, snacks, anything that you want to do. So absolutely fantastic. You can get Michelle's Magic Morsels at her website is michellesmagicmorsels.com. And again, Michelle is Michelle Brent, IFBB Pro Bodybuilder Michelle Brent, who is my partner and co-host on Fridays. This Friday, we are going to have a special guest. Our guest is going to be Bob Johnson from the GBO, the new bodybuilding organization. Fantastic organization. And my friend Bob is going to be on the show talking about his organization, all the great things that they're doing. So if you have any questions for the show, have them ready, either text or Facebook or Twitter them to me. You can get me at Curtis Harwell on Facebook, Curtis Harwell Fit Talk Radio on Facebook, or also Curtis Harwell Fit, which is my training website. You can get me there. You can also call into the program on Friday and today at 347-850-8748. And, you know, if you'd like to participate in the show. And again, I thank everyone for listening to the show and making us the America's and the Internet's most listened to fitness show with over 5 million listens. We're really, really close to hitting 6 million listens. I absolutely appreciate you listening to the show. We've been doing this now for almost 3 years. This will be our third year, doing a fantastic job and growing by leaps and bounds. So we appreciate you listening to the show. Our other sponsor today is Titan Fitnesswear, and you can reach Titan Fitnesswear at titanfitnesswear.com, just how it's spelled, all in one word. Fantastic hoodies, tank tops, T-shirts, whatever you're looking for. And also, I really want to promote this today. Titan Fitnesswear is doing a special tribute and memorial to David Bowie. I myself, I'm a fantastic and was a and still is a fantastic David Bowie fan, and a lot of us didn't know that he was suffering for cancer, kidney or liver cancer, and he's been, you know, going through it for about the last year and a half, and a lot of, you know, it really wasn't promoted out there. So Titan Fitnesswear, which is my clothing company, we've put up some tribute T-shirts for David Bowie, on the on Titan Fitnesswear. And what we're going to do in conjunction and working with the Cancer Society, we are doing a tribute for David Bowie, and every T-shirt, tank top, hoodie, whatever we have that's up that are called tribute T-shirts, if you purchase one of those, we're going to donate 100% of the profit on that clothing to the Cancer Society. We're not going to keep $1 of profit on those T-shirts. My goal is to raise $1 million. I need you to participate. You know, I plead with you to, you know, we need to stamp out, just like heart disease, we need to stamp out cancer, and let's all do our part. I think I'm trying to do my part, and you help me in this endeavor to. So we can do as much as we can do. My goal is $1 million. We've been doing very, very well promoting on Facebook and Twitter so far. So So I'm promoting it here. So, you know, head on over to Titan Fitness Wear. I believe there's three memorial tribute shirts that are up already. You know, if you like them, go ahead and buy one. Buy one for your wife, your daughter, your son, yourself, you know, whatever, and help participate so we can stamp out cancer. So, you know, I plead with you to help participate, and I do thank you. Today's show that we're going to have is, again, another terrific show. I haven't had this show before, but I want to talk about superfoods to help combat heart disease. Deaths, you know, over the years due to heart disease have dropped in recent years, but heart disease is still the number one killer of Americans. The good news is that we know a ton about how to prevent cardiovascular disease, which also includes both strokes and heart attacks. Now, I don't talk too much about my personal life and things that go on. And so I just, you know, for me, this hits really at home. So I think this is going to be a terrific show. Now, it is clear that healthy eating and living and doing things like exercising more can make a huge difference in heart disease. But I wanted to talk about some of the superfoods, some of the things that you could do going to help. Now, keep in mind, once you have heart disease, you have heart disease forever. It basically, what you do is learn to manage it and do as much as you can do to help your cholesterol level, high blood pressure, all of the great things that you can do to help prevent the heart disease furthering, okay? Now, some of the superfoods. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to list real fast. So if you have a pen or pencil, I'm going to do this all at once so you can write these things down. Then I'm going to talk about them individually. Okay, number one, increase your salmon. And these are all superfoods now, okay? Oatmeal. You want to use oatmeal. Blueberries. Dark chocolate, okay, is a superfood to battle and combat heart disease. Citrus fruits, soy, okay, potatoes. Even you people that shun potatoes because you think they're bad starch, potatoes, white potatoes, sweet potatoes, they're all good for your heart. Nuts, legumes, okay, extra virgin olive oil, fantastic. Red wine, absolutely terrific, especially because it has the resveratrol in it, okay? Green tea is absolutely fantastic. Broccoli, spinach, kale, all of those dark green leafy vegetables. Believe it or not, coffee. Coffee helps to promote good heart health. Flax seeds, avocado, and I got to tell you, one of my favorites that I use every day is pomegranate. Absolutely fantastic. So, now those are my superfoods. Now, there are more. There are more superfoods out here. These are the ones that I selected because I felt like they were right at the front of the line, okay? You can do things like strawberries, cherries, all of those things. Red, anything red is great for the heart, tomatoes, all of those things, okay? Now, let's go just, you know, really quickly because we've got about 20 minutes here to go through the show. Now, salmon and other fatty fish such as sardines and mackerel are actually also superstars of heart-healthy foods, okay? So sardines and mackerel are included in there with salmon. Now, that's because they contain copious or large amounts of omega-3 fatty acids. And all of the studies out there, it's shown to lower the risk of arrhythmia, which is irregular heart rate. And it's also great for arterial sclerosis. And arterial sclerosis is the plaque buildup in the arteries. And it also will help decrease triglycerides. Now, the American Heart Association recommends eating fish and preferably fatty fish at least twice a week. Now, omega-3 fatty acids are also available in dietary supplements. So, one downside sometimes to taking the fish oils is that you can get the fishy breath, the fishy burps. So, you know, but if you're not able to get the salmon, mackerel, sardines, the really good fishes with the omega-3s, if you're not able to get those on a regular basis, please use the fish oils, omega-3s. I use them every day. Right before the show here, I took two myself. Next one, oatmeal. Now, oatmeal is high in soluble fiber, in which this really helps lower your cholesterol. Now, what this does, it acts like a sponge in the digestive tract and soaks up the cholesterol in the digestive tract, so it's eliminated from the body and not absorbed in the bloodstream. Now, you need to try to avoid, if you can, and some of us can't because of time, but it's your health, so you need to make time. You need to avoid the stuff like instant oatmeal, okay, which often contains a ton of sugar, and heading instead, you want to head more towards the old-fashioned or even quick-cooking oats are okay. Other whole grains such as bread, pasta, and grits are also good for the heart as long as they contain the entire grain, okay? You need that bran, which is that's the soluble fiber, okay? So now me, a lot of times, I tell you what, I am just absolutely burnt out on oatmeal. I have to do crazy things like make granola, low-fat, low-sugar granola so I can stomach the oatmeal. And I'm a big I hate saying it, but I'm a big Cheerios eater because it is whole grain oatmeal. I can have it with my milk. I can have it dry. I can put some dried fruit in it if I like. But I have to be a little imaginative when it comes to oatmeal because I've eaten enough oatmeal probably for most of the people in China over the years. And it's just so hard for me to eat regular oatmeal anymore. So I have to be imaginative with it. Sorry. Now another fantastic superfood is blueberries, but also stuff like strawberries and all berries as well. Okay, but blueberries is the top of the list. I do about 2 cups of strawberries per day. Myself plus my other fruit. I do anywhere from 5 to 6. Servings of fruit per day, if not more. Now, there's lots of studies out there, and especially one study that says women aged, let's say 25 through 42, who ate more than 3 servings of blueberries and strawberries a week had a 32% lower risk of heart attack compared to those who ate less. So that is so, that's fantastic. Now, the authors of this study attributed the benefit to compounds known as anthocyanins, and these are flavonoids, which are antioxidants, okay? So these may decrease blood pressure and dilate blood vessels, and the reason these flavonoids are so important is because they're red, because of their red and blue colors. So it's really important, especially, like I just said, anything red, blue, great for the heart, and they will help also decrease blood pressure and dilate blood vessels, okay? Now, the next one, dark chocolate. There's been tons of studies out there that have shown that dark chocolate, again, I want to stress, may benefit your heart, including a recent study in 2012 that found that daily chocolate consumption could reduce non-fatal heart attacks and strokes in people at high risk for these problems, okay? So dark chocolate helps. It doesn't mean the sweet, sweet, sweet dark chocolate, you know, but we're talking dark chocolate, okay? And again, these findings applied only to dark chocolate, meaning chocolate made up of at least 60 to 70% cocoa. Dark chocolate contains, again, flavonoids, which are really good, which are called polyphenols. Absolutely fantastic. And all of these may help reduce blood pressure, clotting, and inflammation. Unfortunately, milk chocolate and most candy bars don't make the grade, when it comes to protecting your heart. So if you're thinking about going out and getting a Snickers bar, Hershey's Kisses, no go. Okay, you got to have 60-70% cocoa in these things. And most of them are not, they're kind of bitter because they have very little to no sugar. Another thing we want to look at is citrus fruits, okay? Now, especially in women who consume high amounts of the flavonoids found in oranges and grapefruits, again, you have a 19% lower risk of ischemic stroke. And this ischemic stroke is caused by a clot. Now, I will tell you, it is so important to prevent these clots. I myself, it'll be 8 weeks tomorrow, I suffered with a blood clot to the heart, and that was 8 weeks ago tomorrow on Wednesday. And I had to be rushed to the hospital. I had to have surgery to get everything cleaned out, and I was lucky enough that I had a great surgeon that was able, pretty much, you know, the bottom line is to save my life. But yeah, 8 weeks. So it is so important to be able to take care of those things that will cause clots. Okay. Now, the citrus fruits are also high in vitamin C, which also has been linked to a greater lowering of risk of heart disease. So, but beware of citrus juices that contain added sugar. So if you're going to have juice, it's got to have the pulp in it. No sugar added. If it's, you know, sugar added, stay away from the juice because basically you're drinking nothing but sugar. And also, be aware of grapefruit products that may interfere with the action of the cholesterol-lowering drugs known as statins, okay? So if you're taking a statin, be very careful with grapefruit products, okay, that may interfere with the action of cholesterol drugs, a statin. Now, as a tip, if you are suffering from high blood pressure and you're taking a statin for your cholesterol, also important to add CoQ10 to your diet, because CoQ10, which is something that your body makes, statins will lower that greatly, and it can how you feel energy-wise, being productive, feeling sluggish, that will happen when your CoQ10 levels drop. So take at least 200 to 300 milligrams per day if you are on statins. Now, one on my list is soy. Now, soy products for men especially, be very careful with it, because soy contains estrogen, and that can affect men. So really regulate the amount of soy that you consume. But soy products, which include, let's say, tofu and soy milk, are good ways to add protein to your diet without unhealthy fats and cholesterol. Now, soy products contain high levels, sometimes, of polyunsaturated fats, which are good for your health. They also contain fiber, vitamins, and minerals. Now, what's more, soy may reduce your blood pressure, folks out there that have hypertension. And it will, reduce blood pressure in people who eat a diet high in refined carbohydrates. And compared with milk or other proteins, soy protein can actually decrease your LDL, which is known as your bad cholesterol. So you want your HDL high, LDL low, okay? Now, another one that I have on my list that a lot of people go poo-poo is potatoes. Potatoes are a good food, especially if you're looking to, if you have heart disease or if you're looking to prevent heart disease. Now, there is no reason not to eat potatoes because they're white and they look like bad starch, okay? There's no reason. As long as they're not deep-fried potatoes, french fries, potatoes can be good for your heart. Now, they are rich in potassium, which we need, which can also help lower blood pressure. And they're high in fiber, which can lower the risk of heart disease, okay? Now, they are definitely not a junk food or refined carbohydrates, and they have a lot of health benefits. So potatoes are great. I eat potatoes as often as I can. I have sweet potatoes always available, white potatoes available. Had a little dinner party this past weekend with friends coming over, and we had white potatoes. We had the red potatoes, but they're the white potatoes. So another good superfood on the list is nuts. Now, nuts include almonds, walnuts, pistachios, peanuts, and macadamia nuts, okay? All of which contain good for your health fiber. You need that fiber. They also contain vitamin E and helps lower bad cholesterol. Now, and some, like walnuts, are high on omega-3 fatty acids also. Now, some people in the past have avoided nuts because they're higher in fat. But most of the studies over the years have shown that people who consume nuts daily are leaner than people who don't. I know it's hard to believe, but it is the truth. And leaner people are at a lower risk of heart disease or heart problems, okay? Now, look for varieties that don't have a lot of added salt with them, okay? Very important. Watch that sodium, because that sodium is not going to be good for your hypertension or high blood pressure. Legumes are great because they come from plants, and legumes such as beans, lentils, and peas are an excellent source of protein without a lot of healthy fat. And there's studies out there that have found people who ate legumes at least four times a week had a 22% lower risk of heart disease compared with those who consume less than once a week. And I can absolutely tell you, most of you listening to me right now, you probably rarely consume legumes. And legumes may also help control blood sugar in people with diabetes. So you folks with diabetes, legumes, beans, absolutely healthy for you, lentils and peas. Eat them. They're absolutely great. Now, lowering blood sugar level is key in helping people avoid diabetes complications, one of which is heart disease. So a lot of you out there with diabetes, you're also suffering from heart disease, so you need to watch that. Another terrific one is extra virgin olive oil. There was a huge landmark study out there that showed people at high risk of heart disease who followed, there's a diet out there called the Mediterranean diet, and it's basically very high in grains, fruits, and vegetables, and it's supplemented by nuts. At least 4 tablespoons a day of olive oil reduced their risk of heart attack, strokes, and dying by almost 30%. So that is a huge number. Olive oil is a good source of monounsaturated fats, which can help reduce both cholesterol and blood sugar levels. Now, olives themselves, both green and black, are another source of good fat, and they add a lot of flavor to salads. I love olives. My family hates olives. My grandparents, my mom's mom and dad are first generation here, and they're 100% Greek, and they came to this country in the 20s from France, but they're Greek, and they're first generation here, so I just absolutely love olives. I absolutely love olives, so if you can get them, and again, watch the sodium, added salt. And they're great in salads. I can eat them. I mean, all day, just out of the jar, out of the can, or however I can get them. Another fantastic superfood is red wine. Now, red wine or small amounts of any type of alcohol are thought to lower heart disease risk. Okay, but higher amounts, more than a drink or two a day, can actually increase the risk. So we're only talking about a drink a day. Okay, a drink a day. Now, while some say that polyphenols found in red wine, resveratrol is what it's called, gives that beverage an added benefit. And research suggests that any type of alcohol in moderation works. Now, as with coffee, though, none of these properties are a reason to start drinking alcohol. I'm not a drinker. I don't drink. I don't do red wine, so I do pomegranate juice, which has some of the same benefits as red wine, okay? You can also get, which is really important for heart disease, resveratrol. You can get it from non-alcoholic sources, too. And you can get that, like natural peanut butter and grapes has resveratrol in it, too. So you can do the grapes, natural peanut butter, those kinds of things will also give you the same benefit as the resveratrol that's in red wine. So, but absolutely red wine, glass of red wine every day is not going to kill you. It's actually going to help you if you have heart disease. Another superfood, green tea, long a favorite in Asia. It's absolute, green tea is an absolute favorite in Asia. Green tea has grown to be more popular here in the West and may bring with it significant health benefits. Now, one recent study found that people who drank four or more cups of green tea daily had a 20% reduction risk of cardiovascular disease and stroke compared with people who seldom imbibe or drink the beverage of green tea. Now, the findings also echo a previous study that found that lower rates of death, including death from heart disease, avid drinkers of green tea. Excuse me. Now, antioxidants in the green tea may be responsible for the effect. So antioxidants are absolutely fantastic because they prevent all of the free radicals in your bloodstream from creating plaque. And, you know, basically, you know, you almost call it like rust. That's what you can compare free radicals to, is what they do is they create things that's almost like rust in the body, and the antioxidants prevent the free radicals. So do as many antioxidants as you can, and the antioxidants are absolutely responsible preventing this type of what I call rust in your system. Now, broccoli, spinach, and kale. Kale I'm not a big lover of, so I have to do certain things to the kale so I can eat it. It's bitter to me, and I'm just not a big kale lover, but I do eat it. When it comes to your health, you really can't go wrong with these vegetables or vegetables in general. But green vegetables may give you an extra boost to your heart and heart disease. Now, these things are high in carotenoids, and which act as antioxidants and free your body of potentially harmful compounds like these free radicals. They're also high in fiber and contains tons of vitamins and minerals. Now, kale also has some omega-3 fatty acids, believe it or not, and green vegetables are super healthy promoting foods. So green is mean. So eat those things, and they will fight that heart disease or help prevent heart disease. One that you may not believe that would be on the list is flax seeds, and these are things like chia seeds, and you can get flax seeds. So absolutely fantastic to do flax seeds. You can mix it with your protein drink. Avocado, these taste great. Tasty fruits have a well-established reputation, so eat your avocado. Pomegranate juice, make sure you get 100% pomegranate juice. You only need 8 ounces a day. I usually split mine in half, 4 ounces in the morning, 4 ounces in the evening. It will help clean out your arteries, prevent plaque buildup. So absolutely fantastic. I'm going to tell you, I deal with this heart disease every day on a personal basis. Do as much as you can do to keep yourself around for your family and yourself and your friends. You want to do as much as you can so you can live as long as you can, and do as much as you can to make this world a better place. And by doing these few things, it will help you. Have a fantastic day. We'll be on again on Friday with Bob Johnson of the GBO with Michelle Brent. Have a fantastic week. Thank you for listening.